We're chasing daylight, boys, Asher said over his comm. Three more tangos left and we're out of here. Bravo One, this is Two. Owen's voice popped into his ear. We've got a problem. I have two tangos in my sights. They've both got S-belts. They're in the room with a laptop. Asher peered over his shoulder at Bravo Four, Liam, and raised a fist into the air to hold position. Bravo Two, this is One. Get them away from the computer before they set those damn things off. Roger that, Owen replied, and a battery of gunshots sounded in Asher's ear. Coming in for an assist, Bravo Two. Asher clutched his 50-caliber sniper rifle and motioned for Liam to move back. Bravo One, you have 7 minutes to get to the exfil site, Jessica said over the radio.
Copy that, Budware.
Asher's words were cut off as a blast from down the hall threw him back, rocking his chest cavity as he fell.
Asher! Asher!
A voice was in his ears, but he couldn't get his eyes to open. Salt on his tongue, wet sand on his back, hands and feet bound on the beach.
Why am I back in Bud's?
Asher's stomach squeezed as he tried to force his eyes open, to force the ringing in his ears away.
Seals aren't made, boy. They're born.
His training officer had hollered the timeless saying at him on the beach as he had done flutter kicks.
25% of you won't live to see 30. You gonna be one of them?
Asher had shaken his head.
No, sir. You gonna be a quarterback boy or a team guy? Team guy, sir.
Asher had shouted as he'd continued to kick, his body fatigued as all hell.
Good. Now get up. Asher, get up, man. Get up.
He blinked back to the present and finally forced his eyes open, the ringing in his ears subsiding, which was a good sign.
You okay?
He asked Liam. He coughed, attempting to clear his lungs.
I'm good,
Liam answered and handed him his rifle once Asher was on his feet.
Bravo Two, this is One, you copy?
Silence.
Do a radio check,
Asher sputtered to Liam.
Nothing on my end.
Liam swiped at the tendrils of smoke still curling in the air around them.
What the hell?
His brown eyes narrowed as he spied Jessica rounding the corner at the far end of the hall. But at the sound of something coming from the direction of the blast, Asher whipped around to see a tango charging their way, gun in hand.
Get Jessica out of here! Asher hollered.
To a job well done. Asher raised his bottle in the air and clinked it with Owens. And to only 5 more days of you being Bravo One. Jessica added, and touched her beer to the gathered bottles amongst the team. I can't wait until Luke is back to take over with me.
Come on, you loved having me at your side.
Asher tipped back his beer and guzzled it. Like a root canal, she said with a laugh.
Really, though, you two survived over 2 months without killing each other while Luke's been gone.
Knox noted and lifted his brows, a smile in his eyes.
I say that's cause for celebration when we get back.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I managed not to kill him. Jessica took a seat on the only available bar stool and swiveled around to face the team. The rest of the guys, Asher, Liam, Knox, Wyatt, and Owen, remained standing in front of her.
Not that you didn't try earlier today.
Asher touched his abdomen, remembering the bullet that had hit him.
You shouldn't have come into the compound. You could have died, damn it.
She took a sip of her Guinness. And you shouldn't have lost your focus and let that guy get the drop on you. He rolled his eyes. How could he not lose focus when bullets were flying, an IED had been detonated, and she decided to join the party?
His vest caught the slug, just a bruise beneath.
Liam tapped him on the shoulder. His abs had turned purple from the impact, but yeah, he'd be fine. Jessica was good, so he was good.
But seriously, a job bloody well done.
Wyatt, normally on Echo Team, said. He was taking Asher's spot as Bravo 3 since Asher had assumed the role of Bravo 1 while Luke was on paternity leave.
It was a huge win for us, Owen nodded, and then began texting on his phone.
Asher assumed he was contacting Samantha, his fiancée, and letting her know he was okay. 9 bad guys down, and 1 laptop full of names of arms dealers supplying weapons to terrorists. It'd been a good fucking day, even if they'd nearly been blown to hell and Asher had gotten shot. Jessica wedged her bottle between her thighs and swept her hair into a messy bun, some loose strands drifting around her face.
Another round, darling.
Liam thickened his Aussie accent for the bartender.
S'il vous plaît,
he added and winked.